Dum 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 dum. Come on, you guys. You know that. Where are they when I need them? You know, the little backup group. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mission Impossible. That's what it seemed like. That's what seems to have seized the heart and the mind of Mary. Mission Impossible. How can this be, she said. We know as the reader, because we have rehearsed over and over the story of the Bible, that this God whom has sent this angel is a God of possibility, not impossibility. That this God still summons people, even today, just as this God summoned Mary to an impossible reality. Unlike that television series and the movie series, Mission Impossible, do you remember how that begins, right? Remember the old one? Some of you might date yourself if you admit to it, unless you said it was reruns. But the old Mission Impossible with Mr. Phelps would always get a tape assigning a mission that was impossible to accomplish. But the key was that they would be told, Mr. Phelps, should you decide to accept this mission, if you are caught and killed, the IM will disavow any knowledge of your existence. So in other words, you're on your own. You get in trouble, you're on your own. That's not how it is with God. Does call us to seemingly impossible missions, but we are accompanied. This Jesus, the one who saves, his name Yeshua, means one who saves, is also called Emmanuel, God with us. So impossibility becomes possibility because of this God. Such is what Mary discovered. Mary hears the word, you, O favored one, and we're told in the scripture immediately that she begins to wonder. She begins to debate in her mind. Not just think of lightly, but debate. How can this be? God's impossibility, it would seem. But she grasps, and finally, as she engages with the angel, recognizes that she is a favored one. But it's not only her. Let us think of the human reality behind it. Why would she, a peasant girl, 13, 14 years old maybe, in the backwater country, why would she imagine that she is favored? You and I believe, and everyone that I seem to talk with and listen to, especially those who are troubled, long to be affirmed that they are favored, that they are regarded, that they are recognized, that they are valued. Why would she think that? A female in the Mediterranean culture. This past week I was so troubled, troubled to the core of my soul. I read a story on ABC News online about what is happening, what's called a national shame in India. Some of you may have seen that or may have known of it. There are 50,000 fetuses, 50,000 babies, girl babies, that are aborted every month in India. There are over 1 million that are lost every year. And the reason has to do with the cultural reality of dowry. So poor parents, when they have a girl, they know that they're going to be losing money and property and cattle. When they have a boy, they're going to be receiving because of the dowry system. Although it's been outlawed, it is still very much entrenched in the cultural practice. And so you can go to some villages and the male-female population is like 6-2. What would it mean if those girls who survive, knowing the culture and the possibility that they could have been aborted, what would it mean for them to hear that they are favored? That they are favored. Just as you and I believe, are favored. But Mary is favored to participate in the plan of God. Not her own designs, but in the plan of God. She says yes to God's plan. And that's the invitation, I believe, to us. This isn't Oprah. But you would find, under the cushions where you're sitting, not keys to a new car, sorry, car sales not that wealthy, but if you would just reach under the cushion where you are, there's a piece of paper here, and I want to invite us into a reflective exercise. There are pencils on the edge of your, to get people moving. They're there too, for you, oh, for you too. There should be. You got Same with the choir, all around. If you don't, just reach onto the cushion in front of you, you'll see a sheet. If you don't have one, the ushers have extra ones at the back. Just put your hand up. Troy is finding all kinds of things. I'm told there may be surprises under there. I don't know. Please turn to the side that says proclaim favor. Proclaiming favor. And if you would, just invite you to look through that. There are pencils also on the aisle. Pass those along. And just take a few moments, if you would, to look at that and to reflect on that. Do you believe that God only used people in the Bible like Mary? The truth is God can use anyone to accomplish God's mission to bless and redeem the world, even us. So let's take our lead from Mary, who said yes to God's plans, as it were. God's plans to transform the world. God is still imagining ways that the world can be transformed, still today, and calls us, offers us, invites us to say yes. So I want you to take some time and to reflect on this and to pray on it. I am favored by God. Indeed, God wants to do great things, even in small ways, through me for the sake of the world. One of those things may be, what might be one thing that God wants to do through you for the sake of the world? Remember, Mary sprung into song after she was affirmed. My soul magnifies the Lord. The rich are going to be poor, going to be fed. The hungry will be served. Those who are tyrants are going to get their due. What is it that God plans for the world that you and I play a role in, even now, even today? Just take a few moments and write that down. What might one of those things be for this congregation? What is it that God might want this congregation to be doing to help transform the world, to help make things better in this world of God so loved? What might there be that we as a congregation are being called to at this time? And I invite you to ponder the final paragraph on that page. Because the God of Mary and Jesus is still active, I believe God is still at work in the world, even through me. Therefore, though I do not always understand how and why God is at work, I can still answer. If you believe that, I invite you to answer. Amen.